All right, everybody, welcome to Two Guys and One Beer, a hardcore dive into men's erotica. This is our first episode, so we kind of, we messed it up a little bit, that's what happens, but we're gonna give it a go. Welcome. It's just me, as always. By me is my producer Jay.
Hi, Jay.
And we're gonna do we decided this was a little backstory. This podcast was actually just a whimsical little joke between the two of us. I'm a writer. I do men's erotica, or erotica geared towards men, fantasy stuff, stuff like that. And I was joking around with Jay one day over the phone, and I said, "You know what? We should just do a podcast." And then I did my due diligence, did a little research, and I have not found one podcast that deals with anything other than the basic erotica that's out there, that's usually geared for women by women, and that's all good, no offense, but there is another whole line, thousands and upon thousands of books that have not been, touched. I'm gonna leave that
So to
out there,
speak.
so to speak. Then we're gonna get into this, introduce our first guest, and we'll go to it.
Right. Hello. My name is Jay. I'm producer here. First of all, if you're wondering what the one beer is, it is Crushable today by Rubens Brewing in Seattle.
Sounds yummy.
An easy drinking beer for a good time.
All right.
Ding.
So a lot of you might think, the title of the show, Two Guys, One Beer, it's like two girls in a cup, but not. Okay. I am your host, HD Stevens, and with me as always, my good buddy, the old man Jay. We're going to introduce our first inaugural guest. He is the author of Summer with Sasquatch. His name, Riley G. Powers. How you doing, Riley?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, you get to be our first. You're our first.
Like a virgin.
But only on the inside. So both Jay and I sat down, we read your book intently. I have to admit, and I know this is gonna sound cliche, I did not see that coming. Bum, bum, bum. It was really good. I mean, man, I can't lie. You had, I will say, you had a lot more sex in that book of 105 pages than I think I'd have in three of mine. So so kudos to you, brother. And I can only imagine how fast you work in real life. Rock on.
So,
Sasquatch
Riley,
and I share the same appetite.
what inspires Summer with Sasquatch?
It was last summer, 80 degrees, I think probably June. So we're just getting into summer. Power goes out. One of those bad things, right? Like,
Right.
oh, food's gonna go bad, AC's off. But as I've learned, and as you've kind of picked up on the book, there's no good or bad because this bad thing turned into a good thing. I had bought this dinosaur erotica book as a joke, Wet Hot Allosaurus Summer by Lola Faust, shout out.
Nice.
And I
And we'll
figured
put her link in the in the
she's
guide on
awesome.
that.
I figured what a great time to sit down and read a book with the power off. So I went outside, sat down for an hour, went through it. And when I was done, I was thinking, wow, people can do this. People can write about dinosaurs having sex. This is awesome. And I paid for it.
Right?
So I then jokingly sat down and thought, well, if I was going to do this, what would, obviously I'm not going to take her dinosaur trope, but what would I do? And growing up, living in the Pacific Northwest, being scared by a stepdad around a fire with tales of Sasquatch coming in to snatch you in your tent at night, I thought, this big guy needs love too.
Share the love.
Share the love. So when I did a quick little research on Bigfoot erotica, I was kind of surprised at first because the majority of the books out there are geared more towards violence and non-consent. Bigfoot snatches ladies. There's one where a witch lures girls in to trap them for Bigfoot. So she's working for him. So I figured I would take
What the
a
hell?
different, yeah. There's also a Dutch book called Two Girls, One Bigfoot, which looks really interesting as well.
There's a voice in my head right now screaming. Anyways, carry on.
So what started as a joke, I sat down and thought, well, let's take a more romantic view on this instead of the violence, which as a lot of Bigfoot experts, as I've come to realize, will tell you, he is not, according to them, a sensual creature. He is not a romantic being. He is an aggressive beast. And as one Bigfoot expert told me, I cannot be writing like this because I am misleading people. which to me, I'm like, well, how do you know?
Right? He could be like Shakespeare and romantic and shit.
Exactly. So it started as a joke. I probably got a third of the way done just for kicks writing this, and kind of gave up on it because I was like, all right, the silliness is over. My brother happened to take a peek and read it, and my brother took a peek at it. Was like, Riley, you've got to finish this. Like, this is great. You have to finish this. We need to get Bigfoot out there in this sort of light. So sat down, finished it, and went through the rest of the process as far as getting it published.
Well, I gotta tell you, I sat down and I read it, and like I said, I'm not even joking. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Thank you.
It was one of those things though, because when you're reading these kind of books, it just looks like, hey, he's just reading a book, but you're reading porn. It's true. I write it, you write it, and there's no judgment because we both do this. This is what we do. And you're reading porn, so when people around you are walking or by and everything, you're kind of like, you feel like that kid that's like, does everybody know I'm looking at porn? Start feeling a little anxious. I'm like, looking up from my book, looking up from a book, looking up from a book.
Which is funny because I had been joking with, I have a local Quickie Mart right across the street from us, and it's where I go to get my boxed wine every Friday. But I was joking with one of the old biddies who works there because they had these Sasquatch socks, so I bought it. As we're exchanging tender, I go, this is gonna be great because I'm finishing up a Sasquatch erotica. Her eyes grow big, and she, no, you're not. You're joking. I said, no, and you know what? I'll bring you the first copy. So when it was all published and printed, I brought her that copy. A week later, she came back. She goes, I took this to Florida with me and I read it on the airplane both ways. I said, you sat in a public airplane and read this book? She goes, yeah, what's the big deal? I go, nothing, nothing at all, Angie. You do you, girl. But I love that image of this old weathered biddy just reading this book, which, as you guys know, the cover, and thinking, if I was someone else seeing that, thinking whether, huh, should I be sitting next to this lady, or hell yeah, girl, he do you.
You do you, girl. That's right. No judgment. We don't judge. So, what was it? So Jay and I were at that's where I actually got the, I think I actually got to meet Mr. Powers here for the first time there. I don't think I'd actually met you before. And I got to meet you for the first time. And we were sitting there, and this lady comes up and she was very excited. And I'm like, ooh, is she going to look at one of my books and maybe purchase one of these fine, pieces of porn? And no, she looked at me and said, I was under the impression that there was Squatch porn here. And all I could do was deadpan face and point to my left over at you in your lovely Squatch mask. So it was both amazing and a little bit sad for me. Yeah, just for me. Yeah. But I was like, really? And then mind you, I hadn't read your book yet. So now I can see why. People want to be a part of your story. I mean, it, and not trying to give any spoilers out there for anybody that actually listens to this podcast. It The cliffhanger, dude. I'm not gonna tell anybody, but that you don't write that next book, I will hunt you down.
The goal is next October, and I think that's always the thing I look for in books is, we always are left with the story ends, the end. And for me, especially with our culture of multiverses now and all the movies and shows, I love the idea of keeping the story alive. So I intentionally, yeah, I love leaving those that cliffhanger. And then also, as you'll find out in the second book, I left a lot of Easter eggs throughout this one that will explain more things. For example, without spoiling alert, Skye comes back as not the person we thought she was.
Dun dun
I like that. Now you better write
dun.
it. what was it? I did have. So a constant, and now mind you, this is what I was informed by other people that write the same genre as you and I. You have to keep writing in order, to keep fans going. You know what I mean? So as one writer to another, keep writing. If this, you have fun doing it, how do you feel when you're done? I always feel like it's like a dopamine release. I get all the stuff out on in digital onto my laptop, and afterwards I'm just elated. I'm, bursting with energy and just happy. It's like Prozac, kind of, or whatever, but it works great. So, I don't know how you are with it, but my suggestion, my friend, is to keep writing. You've got a talent, and it shows. So keep it up.
Thank you. And it
So.
is, I don't think a lot of people look at writing as art, say,
Oh, it
you know,
is art.
painting or photography. But when I was done with this, not starting, narcissistic, but when I was done with it, I thought, oh, this is rad. I made art. How cool is
You are. You're
that?
painting
Let's keep
a
making
mental
more.
picture. That's what you're
Exactly.
doing. You're painting a mental picture. It's like what they used to call the theater of the mind, when I first did this, I was telling Jay and I was joking around with him. I said, it's like OnlyFans, but with words.
Exactly.
I'm a prostitute. I'm an off whore. I'm a text worker. We don't judge. So I got one in here. You mentioned the lady that read it on the airplane. Would you be embarrassed if you got caught reading this by your parents, spouse, or coworkers?
I'm gonna say no, only because almost every coworker I work with has asked for copies, bought
Oh, nice.
copies.
There's a
And
support.
then embarrassingly enough, all my family members have asked and bought for copies. And it's a
I think
very
that gets a
interesting
little
moment
weird.
telling your mom, no, she can't have one, no, she can't have one, no, she can't have one. Mom, stop, mom, stop, mom, stop. I can't read this. So no, at this point I don't think I would. Maybe there's a book called Morning Glory Farms. It's got a big minotaur on the front with holding a lady. That one I might be a little embarrassed if I was on a plane, but I think for that at that point it's just that they're more for
Well,
the
I gave you a copy, well, because we exchanged copies at that bookstore,
kicks.
and I gave you my copy of Soldier, Savior, Sovereign. That one I could understand you being embarrassed about because the scantily clad monster chicks on the front.
See, and
Wonder
no
what
one,
that's about, Mr. Powers.
I've read that in public a few times and I've gotten a few eyebrows, but nobody said anything to me yet.
Maybe because you're an imposing figure. I was joking around with Jay when I was sitting there reading this your book, and one of the things that came up made me think about was this question about a Kindle on here. I kept looking at the top page of every page I was on, looking for the time because I'm used to reading on my Kindle.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, damn it. What is wrong with me? Let's see. I would, before I'm even going to ask you this question, I think Jay and I both agree. This book is hot enough to fog up your Kindle. I would say yes, it is. We were going to come up. We've decided with the shows that, and I think I reiterated this with you, or mentioned this to you before, and I'd like to reiterate it now, is that we've come up with a rating system. And it's a 1 out of 5 of whatever the book's about. That's like the going theme. Since yours is about our hairy friend Bigfoot, we've come up with a growl or grunt rating. So mine is going to be 1 out of 5 grunts, and Jay is 1 out of 5 growls. What would you?
So this was my first cryptid erotica, and I've been on this planet for more than half a century.
Old, he's
So
old.
the entire concept was foreign to me until I read this. To me, it was, I have a weird sense of humor. This book tickled me.
It tickled his fancies.
It tickled my fancy just for the audacity of doing this, and it made me go, yeah, you can be serious and or sexy at the same time and
I've been doing it for
outrageous
years.
and outrageous, which it is. And so for my growls, I give it a five.
I'm gonna give it 5 grunts. So we got no, dude, you've got to keep this up. You've got some skills. I mean, and that's what this show, I want this show to be about, is boosting, the to help people out, because we, unfortunately, as authors, we have to use our a pen name. Other authors out there are actually able to use their actual name because they fear nothing. I have a father with a pacemaker and a defibrillator. If he hears that I'm writing this, yeah. So, anyways, if you were, I'm going to ask you a little bit out of of our outline here. Are you just going to stick with our giant cryptic hairy friend, or are you going to branch out into anything else?
So with this series, I plan on writing two more sequels, and then there will also be a prequel. I allude to Bigfoot's time with the infamous D.B. Cooper. That
Spoiler.
spoiler, that prequel will not only hit a, well, not different type of job, it will hit a different type of community than I'm aiming for this, to be inclusive, but it will dive into their time together and the relationship they had together. So yeah, four books in all for this one. And then it's funny because once I finish this, that was the first question was, well, what else? I love this idea of playing with monster under the bed erotica, the things that scare you but can also be sexy. I also big space nerd, so I love the idea of a space odyssey, fly me to the moon erotica, involving couples going to colonize, and of course you have couples on a ship, so issues are going to arise.
No pun
And
intended. No pun intended.
unintended. So I
Or
also
all
love
puns
that.
intended.
But and with that one, I would love to add some of that cosmic horror to it as well.
Ooh, there you go.
Kind of more of that, the unknown, and how can we make the unknown and erotica kind of meld together while also, reading in a fearful state. I think that'd be fun to kind of play around with. So yeah, those are my other two ideas floating around right now, as far as what's next.
I like that. I like that a lot. Oh,
Although I
so
have had a lot of
we'll
people ask me, can't you write one with Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster? And we'll see what happens with that
yeah.
one.
So once again, what was that book you were talking about? If I can get you just to plug that
Oh
real
yeah.
quick.
So it's Wet Hot Allosaurus Summer, and it's by Lola Faust. And she has a quite a few dino erotica books out there.
I
That's think the other
awesome.
one, I haven't read this one, but I think it's how Stego got his groove back.
Nice. So, quick rehash here. If you haven't read it yet, please go out, pick up a copy, order it, and you know, where can people find your book?
Right now, it's in a few select bookstores here in Oregon and Washington. Amazon, and then any online bookstore, it is available to order through there.
Okay. What's the running rate of the book?
It's $19.99.
I love that. You know, it's always like, you know, it's just 20 bucks, right? But $19.99. And when did you say you're looking at the next release?
My idea, so because this one takes place in summer, I would love for the next book to fall in line with the next season of fall. So my idea, because it's going to be a little more horror focused as well, is to have this released right about October. So
Ooh,
right before
nice.
Halloween to kind of fit that vibe. And that
Cool.
should give me enough time to write and go through all the editing and all
There you go. There you go.
that. All right.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add, Jay? We got 8 minutes.
Amen, Stu. So, yeah. So, it's going to really mess with my algorithm, but I did just look up dinosaur erotica, and again, concepts I've not heard or thought of before, but is absolutely fascinating. So yeah, I'm looking forward to trying a new flavor. From bipedal hairy monsters to slick-skinned slea stacks. Oh, we need maybe get some slea stacks.
There you go.
So,
And for those of you
but
who don't know what slea stack is, we'll put a link in the video.
that.
Save yourself some trouble out there, Gen Z. Let's see. And any other things you want to add, Mr. Powers?
I do have a small request. You know,
Sure.
having gotten through almost all of your book, I'm really hoping for a poster I can put in my room of all the girls.
Of those girls?
All of them, yeah.
Oh,
I'm thinking like this
rearranged.
nice big poster, like pinup style, where they're all together.
All
The
right,
front
there you go.
cover of yours is awesome, but I keep thinking I gotta see them all.
I'll work on that just for you, buddy. Anything you want to add, Jay?
I think we are good today.
Well, once again, I would love to thank the very, very patient Mr. Powers, because, you know, like I said, first episode, we were having some technical difficulties. We couldn't figure it out. But please, please pick up a copy of his book. If anybody has any questions, feel free to put it in the comments below. We will be answering them eventually. Jay is old. I am not, so I'll probably get to it. And if you have any suggestions of books, you know, that we should look at and read, we, you know, evidently have a lot of free time. We're doing a podcast after all. So one of the ones I would like to mention is a possibility for next week. Maybe so. We have one by Phil Ericks that I have read, and Jay is plugging through like a champ. Another one we want to look at is Goblin Girl Maid Service by Mickey Carr. So, and it's Carr, Carre. Trust me, I got a lot of weird algorithm search after typing in Mickey Carr. Totally different. Totally different. Anyways, thanks for joining us for our first episode for show. I am, as always, HD Stevens. This is
Jay.
the producer. Say goodbye, Jay.
Goodbye, Jay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, we appreciate your time, man. You
Of
know,
course, thank
you're
you.
awesome sauce.
Thanks for joining us. This has been Two Guys, One Beer.